Random House Audio presents The Essential Engineer: Why Science Alone Will Not Solve Our Global Problems by Henry Petrosky. This is Mark Deakins. Preface. I am a faithful reader of Science Times, the Tuesday feature section of the New York Times, but I have often wished that it were called something more precisely descriptive, for the section is about more than just science. On a typical Tuesday, about half of the section's content relates to health. Sometimes there are even stories about engineering. Both medicine and engineering do use scientific knowledge and methods to solve relevant problems, but neither of them is simply an applied science. In fact, the practices of medicine and engineering are more like each other than either is like unqualified science. Medical doctors and engineers both welcome all the relevant science they can muster, but neither can wait for complete scientific understanding before acting to save a life or create a new life-saving machine. Nevertheless, the word science is commonly understood to include medicine, engineering, and high technology. Science is clearly a useful shorthand for a wide range of activities, but it also obscures the differences between them. It gives science a primacy that it may or may not deserve. This book seeks to illuminate the differences between science and engineering, and thereby clarify their respective roles in the worlds of thought and action, of knowing and doing. In particular, it focuses on how they can interact to define and solve some of the most interesting and pressing problems of our time, how to address climate change, clean and renewable energy, and other global threats and challenges. Some of the material in this book appeared first, in somewhat different form, in my regular...